Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of the Altius Images Drone Positive podcast. I'm Todd Dudley and I'm the founder and director of Altius Images. As a drone pilot, the negative press that drones receive annoys me no end. This podcast is trying to change the negative public perception of our multi-rotored friends one positive story at a time. There are plenty of stories out there that show just how amazing drones can be, and I'll be bringing you one of those stories each week. So let's fly into some positivity and see just how amazing drones are. This week, we are going back to January 2018 and a story that comes all the way from Australia. So, two teenage boys, aged just 15 and 17, had gone swimming off the coast of Lennox Head in New South Wales. You hear a lot of stories of people getting into some trouble off the coast in Australia, so potentially not the safest place to swim, but nonetheless, these boys went for it. And a member of the public spotted them struggling in heavy surf about 700 metres offshore. This person quickly reported it to the lifeguards, who instantly sent up a specialised drone, called the Litter Ripper, because of course it is, to try and get a better view of the boys. Fortunately, these lifeguards were training with new drone technology, and this drone not only helped the lifeguards get a better view of what was going on out there, but it also carried an inflatable rescue pod as the payload. So this is pretty amazing stuff. The lifeguard sent up the drone, flown it over the ocean. He can see the boys. He's got a much better view of them from there than he does from the beach. Attached to the bottom of the drone is an inflatable rescue pod, which he releases and drops into the ocean, and the two swimmers use it to make their way safely back to shore. There is a great video of this which shows you just how the technology works, so do check the link in the description for the full story and to see that video. Now, John Barilaro, who was the state's deputy prime minister, praised the rescue as historic and said, "Never before has a drone fitted with a flotation device being used to rescue swimmers like this." So really cutting edge technology, a great use for the drones. And just as we discussed last week, using the technology to literally save people's lives. Granted, this is on a slightly smaller scale than last week, but still pretty impressive nonetheless. Now the man piloting the drone, Jay Sheridan, described the experience as unreal. And in true Aussie fashion, said that the Little Ripper UAV certainly proved itself today. It is an amazingly efficient piece of life-saving equipment and a delight to fly. Sorry to disappoint those of you out there that thought I might do the Aussie accent. He went on to say that it took just 70 seconds to get the pod to the boys, whereas it could have easily taken three times as long without the drone. So, as I said, an amazing use for the technology, potentially saving these two boys' lives. But, pleasingly, New South Wales haven't stopped there. So, as well as using these drones to drop the flotation pods, in December of 2017, the New South Wales state government revealed that it had invested £250,000 in a fleet of drones. Not only can these be used to drop flotation pods like in the story that we've heard about today, they can also be used to spot sharks, sound alarms, and speak to members of the public using loudspeakers. So New South Wales are adopting the technology, investing in it, and saving lives because of it. Another amazing story on episode 3 of the Altius Images Drone Positive podcast. As I said, if you want the full story and to watch the video of the drone in action, please do check out the link in the description below. But that just about does it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Follow us on social media at Altius Images. Subscribe to the podcast, share it on social media. Let's spread the positivity as far and wide as possible. Thank you for listening. Fly safe, folks. Bye-bye.